This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Holman Radio for Health, Freedom, and Healing Liberty. We're going to continue our interview with my good buddy Chris Barr, our anniversary, since he connected with me on radio and all the great things that we've gotten to do since that time. A little later in this show, we got J.B. Handley, his new book, How to End the Autism Epidemic. We're going to get into some of the revelations there that were not known out in the world. It was hidden. It was sequestered away, but they got it out there, and it's fascinating. It's sickening, too, but not anything we don't know in terms of what the bad guys are willing to do to force vaccines, their religion, upon everybody. But we're going to reveal some things that are fascinating that were behind the scenes. We're going to get to that in a moment. But first and foremost, Chris Barr, 14 years later, we were just talking about this on the break, that you have PSD, pre-Superdon, because we connected a year before Superdon came onto the show. So that goes way back. I don't know what kind of street cred that gives you over Superdon, but I guess Superdon should be cowering in fear at this moment.
No, because Superdon's worked a whole lot more with it, because he's worked all the time. I've just been in and out. Plus, he raised the show to a whole new level. In fact, several levels. So
he did. He brought the music like nobody had done before. He teases me about Neil Diamond and violins and flutes. But I thought Kansas was pretty good. But that was only one of other things, I guess.
Well, Kansas is pretty good. But I'm really up with the other day. He had Derek of the Dominoes with Dwayne Allman. And, most people don't know Dwayne Allman's the one who wrote, who created the beginning of that. It wasn't Clapton.
Wow.
Anyway.
Very cool. So, this hour, I want to open up a story with you about antibiotics, all right? So, they're patting themselves on the back in modern medicine all the time for stuff that, they create a disaster, they come in, they pretend to rescue it. So, for years and years and years in allopathic medicine, they say if you have an inflamed appendix, known as appendicitis, the SOP, the standard operating procedure, or the standard of care, is to go in there and remove it. Appendectomy. Now they're saying, whoa, maybe not. Maybe not. If we just treat them with antibiotics, most of the time it never happens again. I'm thinking, all right, it's maybe better than surgery, but marginally so, because even if they don't have appendicitis again, the gut-wrenching aspect of antibiotics destroying the flora and the home for the flora is enough to set you on the stage for all kinds of chronic inflammatory and deficiency diseases.
Well, that just shows how behind the modern medicine is, even from its own research. I think it was about 10 years ago. I believe it was Duke University. It might have been University of North Carolina, but I think it was Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Where they actually said they found a purpose for the appendix. And shock, the appendix is basically the birthing room for probiotics, for flora.
That's right.
So if they treat it with antibiotics, they're going to kill out. And by the way, they're not going to solve the problem, because the reason for appendicitis is you've killed out your flora, and it's overwhelmed with bad bacteria. So send in the cavalry, which is what I like to call good quality, high dose probiotics, and they'll go in, fight off and fight out the bad and the bad biotics and the bad flora, not flora, but bad bacteria.
Sure.
But once you remove that that appendix, now you're stuck on flora for life, because the purpose of that organ is it's a birthing center for probiotics.
So resetting the terrain, yeah.
Yeah, there's no more probiotics able to be birthed and produced, so you got to keep putting them in all the time.
Yes, yeah. Well, and believe it or not, homeopaths in India, in these hospitals that are homeopathic, have been utilizing remedies even in acute appendicitis and knocking out infections, like with a dose of phosphorus, for instance, homeopathically. We can utilize silver hydrosol if we need to tamp down an explosion, if you will, of microbial imbalance, and, of course, follow on with the probiotic replenishment as well. So we have tools. It's not like we're saying, well, if you don't do antibiotics, just good luck. Maybe it won't burst. No, we're talking about things that have the ability to correct what, in many cases, modern medicine has created.
Yes, they've absolutely created it. That and people's bad diets. You know, acidic foods, white flour, white sugar, and way too much protein in the diet.
Mm-hmm. So here is not big news for us, but big news for modern medicine, saying we don't have to cut out every appendix. Well, good. But when they start adopting more of the concepts that we talk about here, like reseeding the flora, the microbiome, healing the tissue, or addressing, as you said, dietarily, the issues that have maybe imbalanced the terrain or depleted the immune response. You know, here we talk about those key minerals. You know, what are some of the key minerals to make sure that our immune system is fully functional?
Well, selenium. Did I mention selenium?
You mentioned selenium. But why? Why selenium? Why, for those that are new to this show, maybe haven't heard you before, what is it about that mineral, when I speak of immune function, the safety and protection of all the cells in your body, selenium is key?
Well, it's a key to the liver. In fact, that's how it was discovered to be an essential nutrient. Chromium also was discovered to be essential in continuing liver studies. And it also plays a role in the gut and in the immune system. But selenium especially is the most potent boosting of the immune system that there is, and not to mention all the other things that it does in the thyroid and protecting the heart and the brain and there's so many other things too.
Mm-hmm.
But there just isn't anything that boosts the immune system better than selenium does. You know? So, and also with flora, you're going to get more utilization of selenium, chromium, and frankly, all the rest of the nutrients that you're getting. You know, sometimes you can be taking good nutrition and you're getting minimal use out of it because your gut's messed up. Fix the gut and all of a sudden all those good nutrients work even better than they did before.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the key here, including remediating, if we will, or reversing a big part of the reversal of the damage to vaccines in children. You know, is the damage to the gut, the brain, the nervous system, all of that. And the lack of minerals able to get in a gut that no longer functions, for instance. Now, there was an interest that you didn't get to see the movie yet, Chris, but we saw Secret Ingredients, the movie that Jeffrey Smith put together. And there were kids on the autism spectrum. And granted, they didn't say this works for 100% of the kids or all the way, but it was significant. There was a couple of that were following these families. They went on an organic, non-GMO diet. And these kids were taken off of that spectrum by diagnosis behaviorally, simply by cleaning up the food that went into their body.
Yes, absolutely. That's just a follow-up on our good friend that wrote Diet, Crime, and Delinquency, who noted that was cleaned up the diet, straightened up children with severe behavior issues. That was more than 30 years ago he did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I'm just delighted. One of the things from the show, by the way, I got to get in.
Yeah.
For the first time ever, I got people that were actually upset and angry learning about whole food nutrition and how that most of these so-called nutrients out there aren't really nutrients, they're fake. And, usually the response is, wow, I didn't know that, or I never heard that, or that makes sense. But
mm-hmm.
I, for the first time, I had people that were upset and angry that they'd been tricked, lied to, deceived, and, you know, that there really is a difference between nutrients that are grown and all these chemicals that, you know, men put together and then throw into a supplement and say, look, here's a multivitamin or mineral with, you know, petrochemical byproducts and coal tar byproducts and ground up rocks, et cetera. So that was new for me to see people actually upset and angry about why have I never heard this before?
Yeah, well, a lot of what we talked about, for instance, on the vaccine panel is the fact that many of us were duped and deceived. I mean, you shared the story when you were a young dad, and you stood up to the medical people wanting to vaccinate your child. And I was like, you know, it's amazing. Not everybody sees it that soon and stands up the way you do. We talk about improving the posture of the people so they're less likely to be messed with, or the attempt at intimidation would fail before it begins. And they can sense that energy in parents, their vulnerability, and they prey on it to get these kids vaccinated against even your will.
Well, I was blessed in that circumstance. And the key isn't so much that I stood up to them, although that's key. The real key was their fallback position was to lie. You know, when I said, oh, no, I'm not going to do that, and they said, well, it's the law. And, of course, I knew it wasn't because I'd been trained before. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, it isn't. And they just went, well, okay, it's a hospital policy. So they didn't make a mistake. They just lied. And that was the fallback position of modern medicine clear back in the 70s, and it still is often today. Just lie to them. Tell them they have to do this because it's the law, even if it isn't.
Well, and it worked, and I thank goodness that they lied to you so directly and overtly that you could see it before your children were injured and damaged. There's too many parents that find out the hard way. We've talked about it, the wake-up call, because they put a lot of faith. It's like a religious order, if you will, the medicine men of modern medicine, monopoly medicine. And, you know, what we did this weekend and what we do all the time is help. And many parents who have been through this the hard way, at the very least, they want to help protect other kids that haven't been through this, that they would never have to go through it.
Well, I was raised not to question them also. So it was a brand new thing that I had just learned that they had messed up childbirth. But nothing else. And it didn't take long once that Pandora's box was open. No, they haven't just messed up childbirth. They've messed up a whole lot of other things, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but that was my awakening when I figured it out, and I just started expanding from there. And again, our good buddy, the late, great Liam Sheff, wrote official stories for that purpose, to kind of wake up people in all different areas. How many times have we been lied to in various areas of our lives and our existence? Chris, the journey has been wonderful, and it's going to continue to be wonderful with you as my friend. And 14 years in, we're still having a good time bringing the power to heal where it belongs.
Yes, absolutely. Happy anniversary.
And y'all go to choosetobehealthy.com. You'll find all the 100% organic whole food products like the selenium, the chromium, the silica, the missing link, and more. So you don't have to worry about it. I even mentioned it in Unlock the Power to Heal. 866-424-1077. Hi, Jonathan. We enjoyed seeing you at the event as well, helping to get that good information and good products out there. Chris, my buddy, big hugs to your lovely wife, not a nurse. We appreciate her snickerdoodles and her muffins even today.
All right, thank you, and happy anniversary.
Thank you, my friend. After the break, J.B. Handley, his new book, How to End the Autism Epidemic.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Could this be the big one? Could this be the tipping point where finally everybody's going to wake up and go, whoa, those vaccines, not safe, not effective. Even the experts admit it. Well, I'm not holding my breath because there's so much. We were talking on the break here with J.B. Handley, author of the new book, How to End the Autism Epidemic, about the cognitive dissonance that runs very deep. And many, much of this is revealed in this book, things that no one has ever seen before. We'll get into. But, J.B., thank you for all that you've done. And, you know, you talk in the beginning of your book, of course, your journey with your son, Jamie, and what that's been like and how your mission in life obviously changed tremendously since that time.
It did. It was, you know, we were very mainstream, very mainstream. We basically ceded authority for our children's health to our local pediatrician and believed that he would keep our boys safe under every circumstance. And when my son started to decline physically after each vaccine appointment and the explanations got less and less credible, we got thrown into our own cognitive dissonance. And we ended up going to UCSF in the Bay Area to get my son diagnosed, where they told us it was a lifelong thing. And at the same time, we went and visited a DAN doctor, a Defeat Autism Now doctor, and she told us that it was caused by the vaccines, that he could recover, that we needed to treat him for an environmental illness. And we literally got put at a fork in the road, you know, two Stanford-educated parents, two mainstream parents, and we jumped into the rabbit hole, and we've never come back. And I think when you step back and you look, you know, I believe that vaccines obviously are the primary trigger here, at the scale of destruction and the number of children whose lives have been altered for no good reason, it's really hard to take on.
Oh, it is. And how many parents have I met and talked to over the years, and I know you as well, one of those parents, you know, you and your wife, and yet it still goes on. Some have described it as a vaccine holocaust because It isn't that
we hear the same story so many times. And I try to ask people this. How many times in the history of man has a giant group of people all said that a product is injuring them, and the people who make the product all deny it, and the regulatory agency that's captive to the industry denies it, and it turns out not to have caused it? You know what I mean? It's always the same story, whether it's lead in water or lead in gasoline or lead in paint or DDT or thalidomide or Vioxx or statins. I mean, you can just go on and on. We've seen this movie 1,000 times before. It's just way more tragic here, if you will. Not that the other ones don't have their own tragedy, but just the scale of little babies who have been destroyed by this.
Yeah, innocent little children. And again, this is a big reason why the outrage, you can't. It's hard to measure, honestly, when I talk about it. Yeah, I feel it in my heart, my throat, everywhere. And I learned about this, JB, before, because I was vaccine injured from the smallpox vaccine when I was a baby, and I remember it clearly. So I had this seed planted in me that, like, those aren't so good.
You knew what was possible, yeah.
So by the time, you know, and we only had, like, four vaccines when we were kids, so it wasn't as devastating, but I was like the canary in the coal mine. And so when I met my homeopathic mentor-to-be and learned about all of this and how to reverse all of these things, then I'm like, you know, going on radio, speaking about vaccines, people are yelling and screaming at me. It's like, how dare you, right? It's the third rail of medical politics. Now, you know, equally divisive apparently as if, you know, you're a vegan versus a paleo guy. That's the diet thing. Go get me started. But right. I want people to have the freedom to choose their path in life and to say, well, I don't think we should be opting out of vaccines. I think we should have the option to opt in, right? The default mechanism should be, no, we don't give it. It's not been proven to be safe or effective. Now, part of your journey, you founded an organization called Generation Rescue. And of course, it became a little more famous because of the celebrity Jenny McCarthy, we interviewed some years ago at Autism One. And is this organization still rolling for people that are new to learn about this?
It's still rolling, and its focus is really the treatment of children who have autism through what we call biomedical intervention, which means addressing the actual physical ailments that those children have with a goal to help these children recover from autism. And so Generation Rescue is a great resource of a website where a parent with a newly diagnosed child or with a child with autism can go on and read about what biomedical intervention really is. They can find resources. They can find rescue angels, which are parents in their market who might be able to help them get started. And then you can also go to a website called MedMaps, MedMaps.org, and that's where all the doctors who treat these children, who treat children with autism biomedically, are available through a directory for a parent to help get started. So the focus of Generation Rescue, which was founded by my wife and I, was always on autism recovery, but you can't talk about recovery without bringing up the V word, vaccines.
The cause,
I think they're the
yes.
primary trigger, and that's where all the noise and all the mess is in this whole thing.
Right.
Yeah. So,
Jenny, go ahead. Wait, hold on, thought. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Jenny McCarthy's participation, but also some of the details you'll want to know why you should get this book right now. Order it on Amazon or wherever you get it. How to End the Autism Epidemic by J.B. Handley, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work. work on a computer, I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, right as we were going to break, J.B. Handley mentioned, you know, how to end the autism epidemic, his new book. I hope everybody will get it, Generation Rescue, and how Jenny McCarthy saw what you and your wife were doing and having a vaccine-injured son herself. Evan remediated it, but she really took a connection to what you were doing. And, of course, what that group has done, what your group has done is to help families find and maybe even sometimes afford to get the biomedical interventions they need for their children who have been injured by vaccines. So kudos to you and the work, and of course acknowledging Jenny for standing up and speaking out over these years.
She's been incredible. She's put Generation Rescue on her back. She's the president of the organization. She's really the life force of it, and it's been a great partnership. I'm thrilled to have her around. She's a big-hearted, great human being, and she cares deeply about these kids and these families. So, you know, she has my undying gratitude, respect, and appreciation, and she's a wonderful human being.
So, JB, let me ask you about, again, your new book, How to End the Autism Epidemic. There have been a lot of books written on autism. I say there can't be enough, but at the same time, How do you decide which way you were going to go with this? At what point did you realize you had things that had to be written, had to be made public? Because there are things in this book, you know, and I've been covering the subject for a lot of years and the vaccine issue, but there are things I've never seen published before.
Yeah, I wanted it. I wanted to, you know, it's kind of funny. Generation Rescue was an A to Z biomed, and I wanted this book to be an A to Z, tell the entire story and make the case clear as it can be for causation, so that somebody could hand this book to a doubter or a pediatrician or a public official, and that by the time they got to the final page, they couldn't deny that there was a serious problem. And so I wanted it to be as inclusive as humanly possible. And just by virtue of my position within the autism community, I'm privy to a lot of unique information. And, you know, when I established a relationship with Rolf Hazelhurst and was privy to the information from Drs. Zimmerman and Kelly, who are two of the leading autism scientists in the world from the Kennedy Krieger Institute, and I saw the contents of their depositions, you know, I felt very strongly that we had a chance to have a book that could maybe change things, because it's no longer parents, you know, wearing tinfoil hats. You're now talking about two of the preeminent doctors in the world who I quote in my book from their own depositions, confirming that vaccines, in fact, do cause autism in a vulnerable subset of children. And I think that that's, for me, was jaw-dropping to read, although I'd heard some rumors. But to see depositions of scientists under oath was a whole different thing. And, you know, for that reason, I think it'll be very hard for somebody to reject everything that this book says.
No, and you went right for the jugular in chapter four. The title of the is the reward is never financial. Of course, we cover conflicts of interest all of the time here about these so-called pro-vaccine doctors. I love the Upton Sinclair quote. I'll often use it. It's difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends on his not understanding it. And you go into this deposition of Dr. Stanley Plotkin, and he's kind of the equivalent, although apparently not as well known. We don't talk about him as much as we do Paul Offit, the vaccine PRO.
Well, he's Paul Offit's mentor.
Right.
And in a survey done of the most influential pharmaceutical or vaccine people in the world, Bill Gates was one and Stanley Plotkin was two and Offit was six. So there's some context for you. The Dr. Stanley Plotkin deposition is deeply disturbing. He was brought in by Paul Offit and a group called Voices for Vaccines, which is a pharma front group, to be the expert witness in a case between a couple where the ex-husband wanted to vaccinate and the mother did not want to. And he was rolled in. It's very Jack Nicholson, A Few Good Men-like, where he came in so arrogant and he got basically kneecapped in a deposition. And many of the false narratives and baseless claims and conflicts of interest were laid bare through an 8-hour deposition. And by the next morning, Dr. Plotkin had recused himself from the case because I think he was so embarrassed by what had been revealed. And I think that people will find it to be gratifying if they're in my position and disturbing at the same time, where you realize the paucity of science that Dr. Plotkin relies upon for many of the assertions that he makes, the extreme conflicts of interest, and the bold assertions that are quickly disproven by a very nimble attorney during the deposition. So it's a riveting account to realize the falsehoods. And it's, you know, people have to remember, since 1986, vaccine makers have had indemnification from liability. We haven't been able to put anybody on the stand in a vaccine company in 30 years. Dr. Plotkin's the closest we've gotten in a very long time, and his words are exposed for how hollow they really are.
This Mr. Siri, are you sure this is not married to Siri or the Apple Siri? Because
he seems to be kind of omniscient, doesn't he?
Dude, he knew. I mean, this is like masterful, the way he walked him through this. The fact, I mean, you know, there are attorneys that know how to depose, but my gosh, to know the vaccine issue the way this guy did, to bring him and corner him and trap him to the point where he would have to admit. So if you now go and take this book to the so-called doctors that say, well, the science is on our side, we're pro-vaccine, y'all are a bunch of kooks, you're like, this is the godfather that taught Offit, who's gotten all the publicity. That's why he's talked about more. But this is, that chapter is just devastating to their arguments.
It is devastating, and he devastated it, you know, through his own accounts. I mean, everything from conceding that the pertussis portion of the DTaP vaccine barely works to boldly asserting that vaccine injuries are reported at nearly 100% when the real number is less than 1%, to having the gall to say that even though there has been no science looking at whether or not the DTaP vaccine causes autism, he would comfortably tell a parent that it doesn't cause autism because it hasn't been proven to. I mean, he violates scientific premise after scientific premise. And then, disturbingly, he affirms that in the early days, he performed vaccine trials on orphans, and he uses the word mentally retarded children and babies born in prisons. I mean, it's deeply disturbing stuff, and it's all from Dr. Plotkin's mouth.
Yeah, again, the revelations are sickening, but they're very important if you have folks that are still, if they're on the fence or if they're true believers. Obviously, if they've drank the vaccine cult Kool-Aid, nothing's going to reach them. But
nope.
This guy, Plotkin, who is there at the top of the levels there, is forced to admit things he didn't want to admit and then just acknowledge, yes, I live with my cognitive dissonance. He didn't say it that way, but for him to say that the vaccines don't cause it because there's no evidence to show that they do, even though there was no evidence to show that they don't. So you can't make that statement a valid statement as a scientist. But he
there's
goes,
no
I'm
scientific
make it anyway.
Integrity yeah. to the things that he says.
Yeah.
And the conflicts for him are extreme. He's on the boards of more than a dozen vaccine-oriented companies. He's paid somewhere between hundreds and thousands of millions of dollars a year from every vaccine maker. I mean, it's incomprehensible. By the time you get done with that deposition, you know, it was jaw-dropping to read it for the first time.
Well, I've often said that the vaccine cultists, like doctors, are often, they must be atheists, because, I mean, they don't believe in anything besides the vaccine religion. And he admits on this on the deposition that he is an atheist, and that's fine.
Not only that, which, you know, I'm a religiously tolerant American. But more disturbingly, he doesn't believe that people have a right to have a religious objection to vaccines. That's a completely yeah. different thing. That's intolerance of somebody else.
Well,
and that tells you the kind of thinking that goes on. And, you know, Offit goes out of his way to try to defy religious exemptions by claiming that no organized religion opposes vaccination. So they're going after this very notion that firmly held beliefs mean nothing when it comes to vaccines. And that's just crazy how much that violates American principles, where you should never be asked to do something that goes against your conscience.
Yeah. Another huge part of this book goes into the Hannah Poehling case and, of course, the omnibus that linked, like, I don't know, it was hundreds or thousands of families that
5,500.
Hanging on this decision, and how the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Court, unconstitutional kangaroo as it is, decided to take the Zimmerman, this expert, which is also, I believe, deposed at some point here, reveal some things, out of context, removing certain things, firing, not letting him go any further to be able to dismiss these thousands of cases. So there was no compensation to any of these families who also had children on the autism spectrum, like Poehling. And this is just a grand manipulation.
It was clearly judicial misconduct. The amazing epilogue to that chapter, which is chapter 6, is that Dr. Zimmerman on September 7th, signed an affidavit alleging fraud on the part of the Justice Department, where he basically said, I told the lawyers who were part of the government who was fighting against the 5,500 families, I told them in no uncertain terms that vaccines could in fact cause autism in certain cases. They misrepresented my statements. They sent me packing, and then they never talked about it again. You ask any lawyer, what they did was they buried evidence that would have allowed those parents to win that case. And Bobby Kennedy has actually filed a grievance with the Office of Inspector General and with the Committee on Government Reform using Dr. Zimmerman's affidavit as evidence. So, I mean, this is an ongoing story, and I think Chapter 6 will give people a great background, but they got to keep watching what's going on here, because this is real and this is tragic. If the 2009 decision of the autism omnibus proceeding had happened the right way and these families had been found to have had injuries caused by the vaccines, we'd probably be in a very different world today. So that one moment in time where there was judicial misconduct on the part of Department of Justice employees is a real travesty of the law.
Yeah, and Zimmerman, you know, comes out, even though I think all of these experts claim to be pro-vaccine, I mean, he really acknowledges the link and the relationship. It, again, it's not surprising to any of us here in this audience necessarily, but that you got this guy and revealed what was said in context, and that he knows he was taken out and also removed because of what he would be able to testify
yes.
to.
You know, it's amazing. The Kennedy-Krieger doctors, Dr. Zimmerman and Dr. Kelly, these men have integrity. And they kept seeing children coming into their clinic, and they kept looking for answers because, of course, the numbers skyrocketed. And what they finally figured out was that certain children had vulnerabilities prior to their vaccinations, which made them far more likely to regress into autism. And they want to set up screening to screen children out of the vaccination pool before they get their first vaccine. They're still pro-vaccine, which is a little hard to believe given how much these vaccines are injuring these children. But nonetheless, they are. But they acknowledge that we need to screen kids before the first vaccine. And for me, the tragedy is that that knowledge exists today.
Mm-hmm.
Screening could start tomorrow. Children could be removed from the vaccine pool altogether who were at risk. But in order to do that, you have to acknowledge that vaccines cause autism. And as you and I both know, that is the divide that they do not wish to cross over, right?
Right.
And so here's Zimmerman and Kelly trying to do the right thing at the Kennedy Krieger Institute, and yet it'll be very interesting to see how their words are handled by the mainstream public health authorities.
Mm-hmm. Well, the most controversial thing in your book is your end kind of concept, going back to pre-1986 or a certain point, and there are many people that have already come to the conclusion that there's no such thing as a safe vaccine. And we'll have to, you know, revisit that controversy, but we would be better off. But better off yet, when people read this book, they're going to figure out it doesn't matter how many years you take it back. You're not going to let any of these doctors do this to your children. And J.B. Handley, God bless you, my friend. I'm so grateful that you put this book out. What you revealed is going to help a lot of people.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you having me on.
You got it. How to End the Autism Epidemic. Everybody go out and get it now. Send it back to the top of the charts there at Amazon. I think it peaked in the 40s. Let's take it up to the 30s, 20s, 10s. Make it number one. Folks, tell your friends. We'll be back with more powerful healing after this.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. Or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. And, of course, archives available right away at GCNlive.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio. Hello, my friends in Britain. They kicked Andrew Wakefield out, basically. Your loss. He's a great guy. Don't get Wakefielded. His name became a verb. They talk about it in this book. JB does as well. But we have also YouTube while we still have it, and Real.Video. So thank you all for being here. Upcoming events in the show notes. I hope you'll check it out and share it. If you scroll down, you'll see we've added a couple of events recently. Of course, we've got the IAACN Scientific Symposium, Infectious Disease, the Influence of Clinical Nutrition and Outcome. I'll be lecturing there with a PhD researcher in silver nanotechnology and more. October 11th, 12th, 13th, Dallas, Texas. International Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress, October 19th through 22nd in Orlando, Florida. Gut Health and the Use of Silver for Immune Support, Tuesday, October 23rd at Peggy's Natural Foods in Stewart, Florida. How to Have a Healthy Gut and Support Your Immune System Naturally, Wednesday, October 24th at Toonies in Coral Springs, Florida. So, we got it going on, folks. Super Don is back. Appreciate Not a Doc and our anniversary celebration. Thank you to Dr. Pesek for joining us, as well as J.B. Handley. Now, PTSD. Usually we cover it in terms of being out in a war theater, if you will. People coming back from Afghanistan, from Iraq, things like that. PTSD. We talk about the ways to address PTSD without drugs, like how about kratom? How about CBD, cannabis, etc.? Homeopathy, other things that will help. But I never heard of PTSD. I guess if you hang out on the social media networks like Facebook long enough, you could get a little PTSD. But apparently the people behind the scenes have it.
Especially in the last year. I mean, you've heard me complain about social media. A lot of people do complain about how it just sucks. Now, you know, in the current environment politically, everybody seems to hate everybody. And they're always arguing, fighting, and you know, it's just... It's really sad to see,
yeah.
But I never did really consider what it must be like. And listen, a lot of people are down on the whole Facebook thing because of the censorship stuff, and I agree.
Right.
But the content moderators that have to work on the other side of the fence in this situation, I can only imagine what it must be like for those guys. Because, you know, you and I on Facebook, you know, the way Facebook works is, you know, you've got your newsfeed.
Yep.
And your news feed is influenced and basically put together by the people that you associate with, that you friended and that you've liked or your, quote, friends, right?
In theory, it's supposed to work that way.
On Facebook, right. Yeah. So imagine if you're one of the content moderators that's on the other side that sees everything, right? I mean, that would be like your crappy feed times 1,000, right?
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact, and I guess this is just human nature, but, you know, a lot of the stuff that people try to upload and post on Facebook are things that clearly violate their terms of service, but these are things we would agree with, are things that don't belong on Facebook, right?
Things that could sicken you to see, probably, I imagine.
Totally. And so not only are they having to deal with the volatile and nasty, attitudes and stuff that are on Facebook, all the negativity, but they're having to deal with that stuff as well. And so, you know, on the one hand, I could say, okay, look, you know, when you took the job, I'm assuming that they explained this to you. So it's just, you know, that's kind of part of the job or whatever. But this one particular person, apparently there's some other people, have filed a class action lawsuit against Facebook saying that this job gives them PTSD.
Wow.
For
Facebook, you get PTSD.
I guess. It's just, you know, it's just one more thing where I'm just really starting to think social media really blows, man.
Dude, you know, I would not want to see the things that they probably see and censor when we're talking legitimately. You know, this doesn't need to be out here, right? It's one thing when they take out, like, we talk vaccines and they censor that. That to me is outrageous. But there's probably just some horrible things that they witnessed. So apparently they didn't know. They signed up, but they didn't know, and they're suing Facebook, which probably still has a few billion dollars to give out for having PTSD because they were content moderators, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, imagine all of the Neil Diamond videos that have been uploaded that she probably has been exposed to and had Sweet Caroline and
That would be healing and loving. Come on. I don't even want them to ban Barry Manilow. You know?
Oh, okay. All right.
That's the good stuff. Come on. All right, folks, we had another healing journey today. I'm going to have to take off pretty quick. I got some more parent meetings for the school for my daughter. She's doing great. Evening when I have a chance after the show, I'm going to do it. Folks, we'll be back tomorrow with more powerful healing going outside the box. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is here because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.